It's an open question. You can be sure that there are people at Microsoft Research who work, you know, who are working on exactly that, seeing how far you can push this sort of thing. Whether that means that you would ever see products based on that is a different matter. You know, Microsoft Research tries a lot of things that just never pan out. I think that you can kind of imagine some benefits of at least taking some pieces of the managed approach and applying them to the kernel. One would be that that you could have some levels of safety, and you could know exactly where you're stepping out of those pieces of safety, whether that's memory safety or type safety, or maybe even some higher level safety, like a security perimeter for objects. There's a lot of value there, particularly you know, for things like drivers that traditionally have run in kernel mode, at least some of them, and have you know, kind of been responsible for a disproportionate number of blue screens because of the kind of level of care that can go into a driver compared to an operating system kernel. You know, clearly the economics there favor putting more effort into the kernel. But arguably, you know, you could move those, you know, at least some of those drivers into user mode and get some of those benefits that way. I think even if you did move, another possible reason for going with managed code in the kernel would be kind of CPU machine independent, so that you could kind of port more readily. And obviously, we've seen that in user mode with 32-bit and 64-bit. It's been a huge effort to convert the runtime from 32-bit to the 64-bit systems that we're targeting, in part because of things like memory models, but mostly because of the fact that we generate code on the fly. And so, you know, we have to embed a compiler into the runtime for every machine we target. But when you look at the experiences of some of the teams at Microsoft taking their apps or their systems that were in managed code from 32 to 64-bit, with the exception of some tweaks at the pinvoke layer where they maybe weren't using int pointer and were using you know, sized integers, for the most part they got it for free, and you know, sizable applications have ported in a day with a line or two of adjustment. That would be a pretty intriguing thing from an operating system point of view. And if you look at the rate of innovation in CPUs as far as introducing instructions, you know, in part they're limited by the time scale of getting a new operating system out and deployed. Mm-hmm. So looking in the far future, you could imagine a world, if you could really trust the system, where you could be a lot more reactive and even proactive as far as kind of creating a world where hardware could evolve much faster. Will we see it? It's not clear at all. There's no question that getting Longhorn out first, where, you know, we get some experience dealing with the user mode side of the operating system and all of the problems there, there's no question that you want to do that before you even consider seriously, you know, doing any kind of product work in the kernel.